Hi, it's Ben here. I just wanted to make a quick announcement if you missed the end of the last episode, and that is that season one has finished. We've done 10 episodes. I think it's quite a nice point now to take a break. As you can imagine, the episodes are quite time intensive because it's me just doing them on my own. They work out as about 3,500-ish words an episode, and then I obviously have to voice that and then mix it and then usually revoice it because the original voicing was terrible. So as you can imagine, it takes up quite a lot of my week, and there's a couple of things coming up, like a big work project in September that needs my kind of undivided attention, and also I have a baby on the way as well, which again probably needs my undivided attention, I'd imagine. So we're going to return in, I think, mid-October-ish time and do another 10 episodes. And I think for the first time in season two, we might have a look at a 60s album. I think it's probably time for that. And also, I think it's probably time we looked at a really, really bad Bob album too. So that's on the way towards the end of the year. In between now and then, I've written a special. It's not on a particular Dylan album, although I think you might like it. It's a little bit more abstract than other episodes, but I think you'll enjoy it. That's on the way, and I'm going to put up some blogs on the website too, so have a look, bobdylanpodcast.com for those. But I just wanted to say thank you for listening. I know I say this every single week, but it really means a lot. I've watched the podcast grow and grow and grow. It's quite funny, actually. When I put the first episode out, I just did the episode as a pilot just to see how it would sound and what the show would be like. And I uploaded it online just purely to see how that process worked, how our podcast provider used the RSS feed and how it ended up on iTunes and stuff. And I didn't really think too much more about it. And I checked back in a couple of weeks after I uploaded it and it had all these listens. And then I started to get messages on Facebook and my Twitter and an email once as well through my personal website. About people enjoying the podcast, and then I realized I had to make more, and obviously that's what we've done over the last 10 or 11 weeks, and it's just gone from strength to strength to strength, and the listeners have gone through the roof, especially on the Blood on the Tracks episodes. We've broken records consistently for our streaming with those episodes, so thank you very much for listening. As I say, it's more than appreciated, and we'll see you once again back in October with 10 more episodes.